set pretty early on?
Yeah, I think right off the bat they came out really, really hard, and I think surprised us a little bit in the beginning, and it took us a little longer to get our feet moving today than yesterday.
Sure.
Back in Madison for the second game, you had the same situation, down one going into the third period. Did you guys just, were you calm heading on to the third period knowing that you came back from this once before, you can do it again?
Yeah, it was definitely a very similar situation where we played really well the first game and then weren't playing well, we're down. And we always have confidence that we can come back, but we have to play better. And so it was good we were able to do that again, but we just got to play a better 60 minutes.
When you get into the end of the third there, you know, your goal, I guess you could say, was a stereotypical dirty goal. I mean, you just get in front and start and hope looking for deflection, things like that. I mean, is that something you try and do more as the game goes on? You're trying to get that goal to tie it up, or are you always looking to try and get that good look, you know, in the slot to get it past?
Yeah, I think once it gets later in the game like that, and obviously things weren't going our way and for scoring goals today, I think at that point anything goes and you're just trying to put the puck in any way it can get in the net.
You guys had the comeback and you got the one goal in the shootout at the same time. It's a tie, so kind of snapped the winning streak. Is this kind of a glass half full or is it glass half empty?
I think for us it's actually a little more full just because we were the ones that came back and we know we didn't play our best game and we still came away with a tie against a very good team. So I think we'll take a positive out of that, but know that we have to play better for 60 minutes, but we're happy with the result, I guess.
What's the scorer's mentality going into a shootout? Like, do you know you have